like to offer this reading. This is from a teacher by the name of Adi Da, or you may have heard of him as Da Frijan. He's no longer alive. But this is one of his more famous teachings. And it was offered to children in his community. It's rather lengthy, but you might like to close your eyes and sort of imagine yourself as a little kid hearing this message from a teacher. It's entitled The Mystery. Nobody, not mom or dad or grandmother or grandfather or big sister or big brother or teachers or doctors or soldiers or reverends or athletes or lawyers or TV stars or any people who are working or any people who are playing, not even the president, not even a king or a queen, not even people who love each other, know what a single thing is. It is a great and wonderful mystery to us all that anything is or that we are. And whether somebody says, I don't know how anything came to be, or God made everything, they are simply pointing to the feeling of the mystery of how everything is. But nobody knows what it really is or how it came to be. As long as we go on feeling this mystery, we are free and full and happy. And we feel and act free and full and happy to others. This is the secret of being happy. From the time you are small until the time you are old. If you will remember every day to feel the mystery, and if you remember to feel that you are more than what you look like, and if you remember to be the mystery itself, then you will be happy every day, and all kinds of wonderful happenings will come up for you. You will feel happy, and you will always help and love others, even those who are having trouble feeling happy and are even trying to make you forget the mystery. Someday you may meet someone who has felt the mystery really strong for a long time, so that person feels the mystery all the time and is always happy. Such a person is the best person to learn from about happiness and life and love. I hope you will remember to feel the mystery every day, as long as you are awake forever. The best thing to tell anybody is to remember to feel this. I have been doing this for a long time, and it is the best and most important feeling of all. I am very happy I could tell you this. Maybe someday we will meet face to face. Maybe. Anyway, at least you and I will always know that at least one other person somewhere is remembering and feeling and loving the mystery right now. You might let your awareness open to the sounds, and noticing the sounds are the furthest away. The sounds that are the closest to you. And you might notice that you cannot hear better by trying harder. Rather, it's a quality of receiving. Feeling the space in which the sounds arise and fall away. And letting your awareness flow with the sound of the flute and the space between the sounds. Mm-hmm. In the name of the daybreak and the eyelids of morning and the wayfaring moon and the night when it departs, I swear I will not dishonor my soul with hatred, but offer myself humbly as a guardian of nature, as a healer of misery, as a messenger of wonder, as an architect of peace. In the name of the sun and its mirrors, and the day that embraces it, and the cloud veils drawn over it, and the uttermost night, and the male and the female, and the plants bursting with seed, and the crowning seasons of the firefly and the apple, I will honor all life, wherever and in whatever form it may dwell, on earth my home, and in the mansions of the stars.